Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts every week from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in.
I am your host, Jeff Vary, with the Lending Forward podcast, and I'm welcoming back Laura Brandeo. She's been on our podcast before, and we're very excited to get into some different topics and some different conversations. And Laura, I'm going to give you a couple of minutes just to introduce yourself. And tell us a little bit about what you're doing, where you're at, and then we'll kick this off.
Well, number one, thank you for having me back. It is truly a pleasure to be here. All right. So this is honestly one of the hardest questions anybody could ever ask, because I'm never really sure what people want to know, you know, in terms of who I am and what I'm doing, because I have found that I'm always doing a lot of different things. Currently, if you want to know just from a title perspective or what my role is, I am currently the CEO of Lighthouse Advisors, as well as a partner at EPM. So within that, what does that mean? So that means that, yes, I am a partner of a national wholesale lender, and we are 100% wholesale at this time. But in addition to that, in 2023, we kicked off the launch of Lighthouse Advisors. And what is Lighthouse Advisors? Well, you know, I've been in the mortgage industry for my entire career. And one of the things that I've recognized, and I think we all have recognized, is that the mortgage business is extremely cyclical. Sometimes we're riding all the way on the high, and sometimes we're riding down in the low. And it's a lot of ups and downs. And so Lighthouse Advisors was my concept to be able to make it a single source of many different things that we could offer to the families that we serve. Whether those offerings are insurance, whether those offerings are energy efficiency things, whether those offerings are technologies, credit services, like many different things from A to Z, why not be able to put companies, lenders, originators, and partners in the value add position of not just being an expert in one thing, but being a certified advisor for our families as a well-rounded resource? And so I am so excited that I have kicked that off in the last couple of months, and I am invigorated and really looking forward to executing on this vision for the industry.
That's awesome. And Laura, thank you for doing that and starting that program. I think it's a really respectful thing to do, and I love it. We're going to talk a little bit about more about that as we go through this. But one of the things that really struck me when I learned about you and when we were having some conversation is I love the fact that you started up during the pandemic a What's Your Why Wednesday series. I think it's absolutely phenomenal, and I'd really like you to talk a little bit about that baby that you had there. I know it was kind of special, and how long you did it, and also what you talked about, and I think people need to hear about it.
So during the pandemic, like you said, you know, I love speaking to people in our industry. You know, my passion is just we can do anything together. Right. So I am someone Absolutely. That I just love those relationships. And during that time, because we didn't travel, we didn't go to conferences, there was a lot of time spent, you know, doing Zoom calls and having these conversations. And as I was working with originators, everyone was drowning in business. Right. We were all working Yep. so many hours and so much time, and we were overwhelmed, and term times were very long at the lenders. And there was so much heightened, you know, energy, because we were scared about what was happening from a global standpoint, but we also were frantically, okay, the rates are so low, we have to take advantage of this right now. We have to get this done immediately for our families. And I kept hearing all of this overwhelm, right? Kind of, how can I keep this up? How can I keep running at this pace? And I thought to myself, you know, I think maybe we need to go a little bit back to basic and understand why we do what we do in the industry. And so because Zooms were so, that's what we did, right? I thought to myself, what if I start a podcast with mortgage professionals and we just call it What's Your Why Wednesday? And I asked everyone that appeared to tell me, first I would ask them what their why was. And it was interesting because at first it was, it's my family, it's, you know, my love and everyone. I mean, we all, of course, we're doing it all for our children and our families and all that good stuff. And that's wonderful. It's that's, if that isn't part of your why, that's an issue, okay?
But, yeah. No joke.
But then my second question was, take me back to a time, whether it was yesterday, today, or 15 years ago, take me back to a time when you had that monumental feeling of knowing you made a difference in someone else's life through the work that you do. Jeff, I will tell you, I had people crying. I had people choked up and just had a pause for a moment. I heard stories of people that were homeless, that they became homeowners, people that were immigrants, you know, that came from other countries, veterans that never believed that they could possibly own a home, the single mothers, the stories were overwhelming. And in that moment, you could see the originator's whole expression change because the light bulb went off above their head where they were recentered and they came back to recognizing that why. And I did that podcast every single week for 100 episodes.
I love it.
And the final episode was me being interviewed and someone interviewing and asking my why and my monumental story in my career.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. I've done a lot of work with why, as well. And, you know, in my, you know, in the field we're in, and I have the honor of coaching a bunch of people, to be better, you know, mortgage bankers and absolutely love it. My why is to, I get to help good people become the superstars they're meant to be. And it's a beautiful thing when you can match your why to your purpose in life, to what you get to do. It makes it all pretty beautiful. What's your why, by the way?
Yeah, similar to what you just said, actually. So I'm going to go a little sidebar, but come back to the answer. So when I wrote my first book, it's called Say Yes Every Day, Discovering Your Superpower. And when I was writing the book, I believe that all of us are given certain gifts. Right?
Yep.
Hopefully multiple gifts that we have been given. And when I do the exercise of discovering your superpower, the goal is to go and ask three people that love you or care about you and ask them what your superpower is, because a lot of times we don't even recognize that superpower.
That's good.
So I went to some people, some family that love me, and some colleagues for my professional side. And I asked people what they thought my superpower was. And the consistent answer, and there was multiple of them, but the number one answer is that I bring out the best in others, that I make them feel good, and I shine a light on them to where my positivity and light actually shines on others to bring out the best. So my why is to bring out the best and to have people discover their superpowers so that they can shine brightly.
I absolutely love that. And I'm a big fan of listening to Ed
Oh, I
Milet.
love him.
And yeah, what a wonderful man. And I love his whole approach. And it's all about giving back and helping people. And he did a podcast not that long ago when you just said that, shining a light on people's, superpowers. He did a podcast talking about how when we shine that light on people's, strengths or, what their
Their gifts.
superpowers, right? We give them something that they may never have otherwise been
That's
given.
right.
So that idea of asking three people, having people ask three people what their superpowers are, I'm taking that out of this. That is pure gold, my friend.
I've actually done classes on that. And I've had people, I mean, actually, ironically, my last conference I was at, I had a man come running up to me and stop me in a hallway. And he's like, Laura. And I didn't know who the man was, right? And he's like, I just want you to know that I took your class about discovering superpowers. He's like, and it changed my relationship with my wife because he never heard his wife tell him what his superpower was. And he said, now that I know what my superpower is, I'm applying it to everything. And so
Absolutely.
sometimes, to your point, you don't know until you hear it from other people.
And when you know, and I tell everybody, I think it's very important for everybody to know why they're doing what they're doing. But I think it's even more important for everyone else to know why you're doing what you're doing. Listen, especially in sales, and a lot of people that listen to this podcast are in sales. I don't care if it's real estate, mortgage, insurance, whatever. People need to know your why. They need a reason to use you. They need a reason to get behind you that is stronger than just I'm good at what I do, right? Or yeah, how many mortgage bankers are there in this country? How many real estate agents are there in this country? Give them a reason to use you that's more than just you being that role. Give them your passion behind your purpose so that they can get
It
behind it.
actually has
And
nothing to do with your role. Nothing. People choose to do business with you because of you. It honestly makes no difference of what your title is or I'm the fastest, cheapest, best. Well, guess what? You better be. You better be. That's a given. Like, that's not even an option. You better be all of those things. But how about you, Jeff? Right? Like Jeff, why should I work with you? Well, I want to work with Jeff because my God, his passion and purpose and why is perfectly aligned to me, to what I want to provide to my families that I serve. So then we're aligned and we should do business together.
Well, and conversely too, like sometimes when you share your why, it's not a good fit with
Maybe.
somebody else. And quite honestly, I tell people I'd rather have that up front. Like, why waste all this time and energy, trying to work with somebody that you guys aren't aligned. You don't have the same goals in life. I tell people, because my why is to help good people become the superstars they're meant to be, I won't coach somebody that's only in this to make
Right.
money. And quite honestly, there's very few people in this industry that are in it that will tell you that they're in it just to make money. I've come across two of them in other companies, and I will never coach them because that doesn't align with who I am and what I stand for. And I know I can take a very confident guess that you would be the same way.
A million percent. That is correct.
Absolutely. So I want to change gears real quick, and I want to talk about the current environment. So, current environment right now is that the mortgage market, the real estate market has been pretty rough over the last couple of years. You said to me that people are agents right now are looking for people to inspire them. And I thought that was brilliant. That was
Well,
absolutely
think about
brilliant.
it. Think about it, right? And it's interesting. I just came back from a mastermind that I did, and it was a very, very small 10 people You know, we sat around a table and we did a mastermind. And this mastermind consisted of mostly mortgage, but a couple of realtors. Okay. So primarily mortgage and then a few. And every person at that table at some point said, most days I question if I should consider doing what I'm doing at this moment. So going back to my comment about looking to be inspired. Okay.
Yeah.
If the majority of people, and these are good, successful people, these are not people that were new to the industry. These are people that have been around 15, 20 years. They've seen the cycles. They've stuck it out. And in this environment, they're second guessing themselves at this moment. Yeah. So you have a choice, right? You have a choice of who are you going to be and how are you connecting with those people, right? It goes back to exactly what we just said. If you're approaching them from a rates or programs or service standpoint, everyone they're meeting is saying exactly the same thing. But knowing that everybody's feeling that way, and listen, maybe not every day you're thinking it, but I bet almost everyone is thinking it every once in a while, right? Of, do I really want to continue to beat my head against the wall, you know, one way or the other? So that inspiration, collaboration, and partnership is the differentiator to the market. Now, guys, we have to make a decision. Why are we here? You know, I honestly will tell you, and don't take this the wrong way, but I absolutely love a bad market. The worst markets create the biggest opportunities and the opportunity to set yourself up for the next future. It's going to weed out the people that are not able to get through the market. It's going to tell you the people that are truly looking to be the leaders for the next 5-10 years, and the best relationships, partnerships, and opportunities are now, right?
Absolutely.
Now.
Yep. So true. I've heard the stat, and you may have heard it as well, that 65 to 70% of originators that were in the business on January 1, 2023 will not be in the business on January 1, 2024. Correct. Yep. That's a lot of people. And you're right. We've both been in this business for a very long time. I'm coming up on 20 years myself, and it is, you see cycles. It happens all the time. It's not that we know exactly what the words are going to be in the next chapter, but we've seen it. we know how this works. The market goes up, the market goes down, the market goes up, the market goes down. And, you know, all those things that come along with it. So, there's not that many surprises in it anymore. Except for the random, epidemic.
I was going to say a pandemic. Yes, that one kind of threw us off a little bit. And many a time I said during that season, I was very proud of our industry. We adapted and we adjusted and we came together. But listen, it's very easy to come together when the money is flying off the trees and everybody's got a bucket and it's all going in and we're like, we're the smartest people on the universe. Look at how wonderful we're doing. Okay. That's not the true test. The true test is not when we can just write checks and solve problems by the next shiny ball that's out there to say, okay, no problem. I can't do this. So I'm going to write a check so that I can. That's not the true testament of resilience.
Absolutely. Yep. And you don't grow when times are easy. Inherently, you don't have a need to grow when times are easy. It's you grow when things are tough. And the last couple of years have been tough. And the people that will come through this and be on the other side are going to be in such a better place for it And I'm going to tell you, like, that whole idea of inspiring agents right now, that they're looking for people to inspire them. It's the same thing that they're looking for you to reach out to them and care on them and love on them. And if you don't do that, you're going to hear the same things that every mortgage banker has ever seen when times get good, right? Because we know that rates have already started getting better. You know, depending on when people are going to hear this, you know, we're at the end of 2023 recording this. Rates have already started getting better. We know that they're going to continue getting better. We see the writing on the wall. We know the stats. We know the reasons that they're getting better. And when that happens, the market's going to heat up and we're going to have tons of business again. And that's the other side of the two-year bad time period. But if we get to that point and then we start reaching out to our agents and saying, hey, I'm here for you, they're going to say the same things they've always said when we come out on the other side. They're going to go, where were you when I needed
you? That's correct.
Where were you when I was struggling? Where were you when I was trying to decide if I was going to continue to stay in this business every single day?
And look at the uncertainty. You've got the NAR lawsuits going on. You've got obviously the lack of inventory and all of this uncertainty. They don't want to hear about your programs. They don't want to hear about your rates. They don't want to hear about how amazing your service or your technology is. Again, that's a given. You better have those things. None of that is special. Everyone has it. It's a commodity. What the difference is exactly what you said. Feeling, you know, I had a conversation yesterday with someone and he said to me, I feel so good after this conversation. And I said, well, that makes me very happy. Can I ask you why? Why do you feel so good after this conversation? And he said, because not at one moment of the conversation did I feel like you were trying to get something from me. And you want to know what? Immediately after that, the conversation was, so Laura, how do we continue this conversation so that we can partner to be able to work together? I didn't
That's somebody
need
who
to.
Sees your... Yep. He saw your why.
That's correct. I didn't have to say it.
Yep.
I didn't have to take out a sign and show it to him. He knew that.
Yep.
So when we invest that time into our relationships and our partnerships and someone doesn't feel like you're taking, now we all want to do business with people that we support and we care about and we're aligned. So by doing that, but you can't, to your point, you can't show up when all of a sudden you're like, oh, the market is better. Now I'll show up. Doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. If we went to our partner and only showed up to them, you know, every once in a while, randomly, oh, it's your birthday. Now I'm going to show up. But every other time you ignore them, that's not going to be a great relationship.
Not at all. Not at all. And we're, I am a very big fan of Ninja Selling. And, you know, one of their biggest concepts and, you know, hopefully they would agree with this as their top concept is stop selling and start serving.
100%.
Yep. Summed up in one sentence. So speaking of serving, and I know you've already started talking about the new program that you're bringing up where you're trying to be, you know, have this group that does a lot more than just mortgages, but, you know, looks out for everything, you know, their insurance needs, their, everything that you can think of. But, we always ask this and I'm going to ask this as well. Going into 2024, how are you going to focus on lending it forward?
Well, I'm involved in lots of things about lending forward. Okay. And I'll give you a perfect example because just last night I happened to be out with a couple of ladies from one of the groups that I run, which is the MBA New Jersey Women's Committee. And that's one of the groups that I serve. And it is so important to me to always be lending it forward. I mean, in every single thing that I do, and it's so interesting, especially at the point in the career that I'm at, because until 2018, I was building a company. I was tied to my desk, sitting in an office, no distraction, head down, focused on my company. And that was the right thing to do at that moment in time. And then I was put on a stage in 2018 for the very first time. And when I came off that stage, I had a line of women come up to me to thank me for being a woman executive sharing my voice. And my lending it forward, I realized in that moment that my voice, although yes, it's extremely valuable to the company I serve and the work that I do, but it's bigger than that. And I tried very, very hard to lend it forward in all aspects of our industry. I am very tied into the women leadership side. I love, nothing makes me happier, especially for the younger girls that are coming into the industry. And I just, I actually am helping a woman start a women's division of their company. And she reached out to me and said, you're kind of like the expert in this in the industry, so I want your thought. And she said to me,
awesome.
Our company, their company, that particular one has, I think they said they have like 350 loan officers. And out of 350 loan officers, there's only 60 women out of 350.
Oh my goodness.
Not intentionally. Yeah. Like, they, you know, it's not like they're just trying to hire more guys. It just, that's the way it came out. And she is a leader at that company. And she said, I've decided I need to be intentional in 2024. And so one of my lending it forward initiatives, on top of all the other things that I like to do, is I'm helping them to get intentional, because she realized that because there's so many strong male personalities and powerful originators, it's kind of making the women shy away, because they even just perception's reality. Perception is reality.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if that's really what's happening. From the outside, that's how they're seeing it. So I plan on continuing, on top of all the things that I'm still doing, I want to be that person that kind of shares that insight and helps others out there, that sometimes we do need to be intentional to pull forward the younger generation or the diversity of all kinds of different diversity into our industry.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, thank you, Laura. This has been fantastic. And please continue going on stages and continue, you know, all your work that you're doing on Lending Forward. I think this is the perfect podcast for you. It's right up your alley. So thank you for, you know, as on behalf of all humans, for being a great human as well.
Thank you for the honor, this Jeff. And keep shining brightly, my friend.
Always, always. Well, this has been another episode of Lending Forward. We appreciate you listening, and we look forward to the next episode coming soon.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube, and LinkedIn. Tune in next week for another new episode, and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23452.